Hey, Dan Sumner here, and welcome to the Blogger's Roadmap. Now, I have a very special interview today. Most of you guys should actually know who this guy is. If you don't, you are bound to find out. There is a link in the members area to click. It's a free webinar training from none other than John Thornhill. There is a lot to learn on this webinar in the members area, so don't forget to join. It's free, some great info there to share, and you will learn a lot. Okay, so let's get into it. Hiya, John.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, are you ready for a little interview about blogging?
I sure am.
Right, okay. Okay, John runs his own blog at johnthornhill.com/blog, and he gives away a lot of very, very cool marketing tips. Usually more about the stuff that John does on a weekly or daily basis, and head over there, check it out. You'll see the link in the members area anyway. Okay, John, so, I mean, the obvious question is, why did you start a blog?
Right. I don't know if you remember, Dan, but in the early days, I used to have a newsletter.
Yes.
And it was more of a natural progression from doing a newsletter to building a blog. I mean, I've had my blog online, I think I'm coming up for 5 years now, 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
And it was a natural progression, but back then I sort of seen that WordPress was becoming big. I mean, it's absolutely huge now, but back then you could see, that WordPress was becoming big, and I seen lots of other people were starting to build blogs. And my newsletter was sort of like an online newsletter, and it was sort of quite hard to create pages for the content, and you know how easy it is with WordPress. You know, you just write post, install plugins, etc. So that's what it was. It was more of a natural progression from my newsletter.
Yeah, that was sort of the old days when we had to use a newsletter before WordPress. But on starting your blog, I mean, did you find it hard to get started? I mean, this is for the newbies on the course and people just wondering like how you actually made it to have such a successful blog. Did you find it hard to set up?
To actually build the blog?
Yes.
No. I mean, I actually wasn't on a hosting package with cPanel. I mean, you'll know if you have anyone who's got a cPanel hosting account, I think it's 3 or 4 clicks.
Yes.
Set the blog up. But as long as you know how to install a database, which isn't hard once you've done it once or twice.
Yeah.
But it's not hard at all. But I mean, cPanel installation, I don't think anyone should have any problems. So, I mean, I didn't have any main issue. I mean, if I look back, I can't recall having any problems. I suppose if I look back now, I'd probably see it was a pretty basic blog, though. It was just a simple theme, and that's all I wanted at the time.
Okay, right. When it comes to content, I mean, this is what everybody really wants to know about. It's how do you generate epic content, great content for your readers? I mean, I've seen comments on your blog go from 75 into the hundreds for some of your topics. I mean, how do you create such good content and get so many viral shares?
Well, the first thing I would say, Dan, is don't be afraid to give away your best information. I think some people think, they may have a mindset where they think, well, I don't really want to share this. I want to keep this for a product that I sell. Where I'll share literally anything on my blog. If I find something that's working for me, or some sort of time saver or money maker, whatever it may be, I tend to share everything I can on my blog. And I think that's one of the top tips I'd give anyone. Don't be afraid to share the good stuff. But as for coming up with content ideas, it's just basically what I do on a day-to-day basis in my online business. If I'm doing something and I have a little breakthrough or have a little, something works for me, I may think to myself, could I, convert this into a blog post and give away the information. So it's just more of a, whatever I'm doing on a daily basis, if I come up with ideas, I'll try and, share that information on my blog.
Yeah, excellent. Obviously for some of the people who don't know who you are in the group and want to actually know about sort of different niches and things like that. Now, your niche is internet marketing, yeah? And you've been internet marketing for a long time. Do you think you need a passion for your niche to become a blogging expert?
I would say it definitely helps. I mean, I suppose I could go and write about, let's say, for example, dog training. I could probably write about that and come up with content. But I think if you're just going to focus on your main blog, it should be something I personally think it's something you should be passionate about, or, you know, at the very least, very interested in. Because if you're struggling, you know, to find the passion, so to speak, I think you're going to struggle to come up with really good content. You will be able to come up with content, but will you be able to come up with really good content? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is it. I mean, obviously, we're in the same niche together, and we actually really love what we do. So it's not so hard to come up with content on a daily basis or weekly basis or whatever. So, I mean, I'm in exactly the same mindset as you. If I wanted to write about dog training, I probably could, but eventually it's just going to fizzle out and die, isn't it, really? Because nobody really... It's not something that I'm terribly interested in, and I wouldn't want to spend all day writing about dog training and dog grooming, et cetera, et cetera.
I think it would come across, Dan, as well. I think it would... I think readers see, you know, if you're really passionate about something, it's going to come across in your writing. And I think, that's obviously what your readers want. They want really good content, and it will come across if you're passionate. So yeah, if you're not, it's probably not going to come across as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, multi-platform blogging, John, video. Do you feel as though adding video and text and all different images and all different kinds of sort of mixing it with all different types of platform on your blog is something that people should be doing?
Yes, I do. Although I tend to go more down the text road.
Yeah, you're kind of a text guy, aren't you?
Yeah, most of my stuff is text-based. But I have done a few videos, you know, where I do training videos or sit and talk to the camera videos, and it is something I intend to do a bit more. I want to start doing more video content, you know, just set up the video camera, talk to the video for 5-10 minutes. The reason being is you can probably get more content across and yeah. less time consuming than writing a lengthy blog post. Now, that's not to say I'm going to stop writing. Obviously, that I probably still have more content that's written, but it is something I'm going to do more, and it is something I would recommend. Yeah, you want to have a mixture of video and text, definitely, and also audio as well.
Yeah, I was just about to say that you can even put like audio interviews onto your blogs as well. Now, I think a lot of video is going to be very, very popular soon. YouTube's growing exponentially, and I think it's like you've just mentioned there, you convey information across in video a lot better. And also, quick tip, if anybody's pushed for time, video is usually a lot quicker than writing a blog post. That's for sure.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, Dan, I mean, I might as well mention this as well. What I'm going to start doing is answering, you know, certain, you know, let's say I get a certain help desk ticket, you know, maybe 5 or 10 times I get the same question.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe addressing those sort of issues on video.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe showing people on video how I, you know, overcame that particular problem. And then and while I'm on the video, I'll probably encourage people to ask me more questions.
Yeah.
So obviously then I'm going to start getting questions coming in, which will give me more ideas to create more content.
Yeah, so you can have a tutorial service on your blog for different questions that people are struggling with, some like basic through to intermediate type questions, and you can show a video to prove that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. See, folks, we're giving you our ideas for content already. Right, okay. I think there's a big question to be asking, and I ask everybody this, is how do you find your traffic? I mean, I know you are writing a traffic ebook at the minute. Is that simpletrafficsolutions.com?
It is, yes, it is.
And
go on, Dan, sorry.
I'm saying I believe I'm going to have a feature in that as well for blog traffic.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Excellent. Okay, so how do you actually find your blog traffic?
Well, I suppose most of my blog traffic, first of all, every time I do a new blog post, I mail out my subscribers. And obviously, I make it up the blog public, you know, mention on social media, that sort of thing. But I think a lot of my blog traffic is obviously search engine based. And I think that's one of the benefits of having a blog, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not SEO expert, but I know Google loves blogs. And a lot of people find my blog through just searching for maybe me or the products I sell. But also, a lot of my traffic comes from the plugins I've got in place. I mean, I use a plugin called ShareBar.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I write a post, my post will be shared usually well over 100 times.
Yes.
You know, so that's just one little simple tool that I put in place that enables, you know, when I'm writing new content, it just goes viral on Facebook. But as for driving traffic to my blog, it's more about for me just creating good, fresh content, obviously original content, letting the people who want to know, i.e. my subscribers, and hopefully having them help spread the word about my content, and then obviously then it goes viral.
Yeah, it does help to have. I mean, I cover this in the course itself, and I believe I talk about having an actual mailing list and sending emails to your subscribers, because direct email is still one of the best ways to get action to any type of product or blog. Don't you agree, John?
Definitely, Dan. Yeah, I mean, that's for me, that's how I probably get most of my traffic from me, you know, from myself. That's how I drive my traffic, is obviously when I create a new post, I will mail out, and then obviously my subscribers come along, leave comments and share it, et cetera.
You get the viral effect and the buzz from the viral aspect from social media. So, yeah. I mean, it's all one big circle, isn't it, when you think about it? It's as you create an epic content, you inform your subscribers of exactly what you've done, then your subscribers come to your blog, comment and share in return, which also generates a viral aspect and new visitors coming into your blog and commenting again. And this can go sort of around in one big circle, can't it?
Of course. I mean, I actually still receive comments from blog posts I wrote, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago. So obviously people are finding these posts somehow.
Yes.
You know, be it from, you know, tools I've got in place, plugins and viral tools, or from just natural search.
Uh-huh. Okay, now we're busy talking about traffic and traffic visitors. What would you say was the best sort of form of getting that traffic? Would you say it would be your mailing list? Would you say it would be from the viral shares, or would you say it would be like a combination of everything? I mean, I know actually that your Alexa ranking is very high for John Thornhill blog, isn't it?
Apparently, I mean, I'm no expert, but people tell me I've got a really good Alexa ranking. I can't even remember what it is, but I've had a few people inform me and ask me how I've got such a high ranking. And to be honest, I don't even know how it's so high. I'm guessing it's just because of the content on the blog.
Yeah,
you know, I see what people want to see.
I think it'll also be maybe sort of longevity to the length of time your blog's been around, because it has been up for quite some time, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think we're coming up for 5 years. I think
right,
4 or 5 years.
See, well, that's got to be it. Now, also, I want to talk about niches, and obviously the people on the course and the people listening in here will all maybe on the same niche as you. They might have their own niche, but we've also might have people who are not quite sure what to do. So, how did you actually fall into your niche, and how do you sort of carry on your day-to-day business with that niche, if you know what I mean?
Well, I, as you know, I got started on eBay, Dan. I sort of fell into this niche, this make money online niche. But in the early days, the first few years, my niche was making money on eBay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still internet marketing, and it was just obviously it was the eBay side of things. So obviously, most of my newsletters at the time were about eBay, and we're about building lists using eBay. And that's, so I sort of, it was a natural progression to go into internet marketing. So for me, that's, it just happened naturally.
Right, okay. When you say it happened naturally, do you just sort of like, I mean, the progression from eBay into sort of direct internet marketing with products and services and sales that way?
Yeah, because in the early days, I was actually creating my own information products. That's never changed. You know, I was creating my own information products, but just in the early days, just selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
And actual progression was to actually sell them online, you know, and away from eBay. And that was the progression. But at the end of the day, what I do today and what I did when I started, which was back in 2003, hasn't really changed. And that is create information that people want to buy.
Right. Okay. And you obviously take aspects of this information creation and your daily business routine and create blog posts about that and share some very important aspects and information.
Of course, yeah. I mean, like I say, at the moment I'm creating a traffic product, so I start to try and write a lot about, you know, what I'm doing, give traffic tips, that sort of thing. So whatever I'm doing on my online business, I would usually be writing about at that time. I mean, if you look at my blog and you go back to the early posts, you'll actually see a lot of it is about eBay. Now, yes. I don't talk about eBay much now because I'm not really into eBay as much as I used to be. But it can still, you know, you can still use eBay, but it's just not something I do anymore. So obviously, I don't really write about eBay anymore. So it's just, I just write about what I'm doing.
Yes. Okay. So really, it's when we look at it this way, your blog is sort of, it's not actually your main business. It's more of a source of information for your subscribers and a way for you to promote products, would you say, as well?
Yeah. I mean, I use my blog as a sort of a central hub. It's where people who don't know me can find out about me, where people who do know me can obviously keep getting updated information. But I suppose the whole goal of my blog is to hopefully get them to the visitor to opt in, to get more information, but maybe to browse the blog, and obviously you can find all of my products from there and hopefully find something they may want to purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, the ultimate goal from my blog is to turn a visitor into a subscriber, then into a customer.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, that's ultimately that is what most blogs are about. You get a lot of blogs, I believe you will agree that they provide fantastic information, but there is always something for sale. Whether people notice it directly or not, there is always usually something for sale. Now, I just want to talk about ads, seeing as your blog's been up for 5 years, and there's going to be, obviously, people are going to want to know what's been your best converting ads. I mean, AdSense, or has it been your own products?
It's definitely been my own products, Dan. I mean, I do still have AdSense on my blog now. It doesn't make, you know, a massive amount of money. It does bring in, you know, a couple of $100s. I would say about a couple of $100s per month.
Yes.
But it's not, you know, it's not money you're going to, you know, retire on. It's definitely my products. I have tried advertising other people's products, you know, using banner ads and things like that, but I just find it doesn't really work. And there'll probably come a time when I may even take the AdSense ads off.
Yes.
And then all you'll be able to find on my blog will be my content and my products.
Yeah. So now we're actually talking about...
Sorry, Dan.
I'm saying now we're actually talking about viral sales funnels and parts of your blog which you're going to use to take your visitors and drag your visitors... Or actually, not drag, but funnel your visitors into higher products from your blog itself, you know? It's like that is something else it can be used for.
Definitely. I mean, the ultimate goal, like I said, the ultimate goal is to turn a visitor into a customer or a subscriber. But again, it's all down to your content. You have to be writing good stuff to make people want to learn more from you or get more information from you. And obviously, what I don't want to happen, I suppose, if my blog was full of ads, I could be sending people off to other people's products. Yes, I may earn an affiliate commission, but is that ultimately a good thing? If I send someone to another person's product, they might go and buy that product before they even buy from me or join my mailing list. That person could then just forget who I am. So, you know, you have to be, when you're placing ads on your blog, you have to be thinking hard about what you're advertising.
Yes.
You know, so like I say, there'll probably come a time where I take the AdSense off and it's just my products that's getting advertised.
This way you hold the subscriber and you also hold that person there with your information, direct them to your Facebook pages, for example, your products, your information, and instead of directing them somewhere else, trying to earn an affiliate commission.
Yeah.
I mean, like you say, John, you've spent 5 years, you've put the hard work in, and it's time to promote your own stuff and not other people's, yeah?
Definitely.
Right.
I mean, in the early days, Dan, when I coach my students, I actually have my students put AdSense on their blog in the early days.
Yes.
The reason I have them do that is because obviously when someone's new to internet marketing or whatever market they're going, I want them to see that their blog can earn money. And that's usually the first way you start making money from your blog is from AdSense clicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only a few cents here and there. But I want people to see that the potential is there. And usually when you're just starting out, you don't have any products. So you can't have a blog full of your products if you're just starting. Where now I've been doing this a few years, I have a catalogue of products that I can, you know, put on my blog and advertise just my products and services. But that's something that's hard to do in the early days. So my advice, you know, to anyone just starting a blog and just starting online, put some AdSense on just to see You know, see what sort of revenue that generates. Maybe promote some products as an affiliate. Because obviously in the early days, you still want to monetize your blog.
Yeah. I completely understand. I mean, that would probably be a good debate between you and I about, because I tend to push people towards creating great content and building a community and a following before actually monetizing their website. Because a lot of people seem to get lost in ads. And I think there's a very fine line between creating epic content and actually turning your blog into an advertising board, desperately trying to earn money as a newbie. And I think blogging takes time.
You have to keep the ads. I mean, like, that's why I recommend AdSense as well. AdSense usually blends in quite well.
Yeah.
You don't want flashing banners. You don't want, you know, all bells and whistles and things like that. You just want a simple blog where people can read your content. And you know, if you've got one or two ads on, I think it's fine. But you don't want a blog full of ads. Definitely not.
Yes, I think we both agree on that point.
Definitely.
Okay. I'm going to wrap it up there, John. So we've been on for over 20 minutes now. So, do you have any tips you can share for future bloggers, guys that are just starting out?
Okay. One tip is definitely make sure you always write at least one post every calendar month.
Yes.
The reason, if you look at my blog, you'll see every month since I started my blog, there's not a month missed out. There's a display option on your blog, but that's one thing I do. I always make sure each calendar month I write a blog post.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to write something that may be a little controversial.
Controversy sells, doesn't it?
Definitely. If you can come up with some content where half the people agree with you and half don't, and you get the comments starting, that can go viral on its own.
Yes.
You know, I've done a few blog posts in the past where I've talked about my experiences with companies, bad experiences, products, things like that. And you know, that sort of thing as well. If you are not afraid to say you don't like a certain product or service, then you've got to give good reasons why, you get respect for that as well. So don't be afraid, you know, to maybe write something a little controversial from time to time. Don't be afraid to speak your mind. I mean, after all, that's why your readers subscribe to your updates, because obviously they like what you're doing. Those are probably some of the little tips I could give. And also make sure everything you write is from you, 100% original content. Don't go looking for PLR stuff and stuff like that. Make sure it's your material that you're putting on your blog.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, one last question. The future of the John Thornhill blog?
Probably just to keep doing what I'm doing, Dan. Keep trying to come up with, you know, what I try to do is post 3-4 times a month. Not always, but I do try. And you're going to see a lot more video. You know, I mentioned that earlier. You're going to see me doing a lot more video over the coming months.
Yes. Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, John. And also, guys, look out for John's latest product, simpletrafficsolutions.com. There will be a link underneath this audio for that. Okay, so right, thank you very much, John, and thank you for taking the time for this interview. I'm sure everybody will be able to take some nuggets out of that one.
Anytime, Dan, no problem.
All right, thank you very much, John. Goodbye.